Hostile terrorists launched a surprise attack on Kobani, a Syrian city on the border with Turkey. A prominent Turkish politician says the mass killing of civilians in Kobani is a result of years of the Turkish government's support for the ISIL terror group, a claim that Ankara vehemently denies. But this once again raises concerns regarding Turkey's role in the rise of ISIL and its goal of deposing President Bashar al-Assad. We'll discuss all that and a lot more in this edition of The Debate. Stay tuned. Let me start off by introducing our guest. Joining us from London is a former U.S. Marine, Ken O'Keefe, and joining us from Beirut is political commentator Jihad Murakadeh. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us in this edition of The Debate. Mr. O'Keefe, I'll start off with you. During the siege of Kobani, stretching from the fall of 2014, there was a lot of criticism leveled against Turkey for not allowing Kurdish fighters to cross over and keep Kobani from falling into ISIL hands. What is Turkey's game plan here?
Well, it's very clear that Turkey is extremely hostile towards the interests of the Syrian people. We know, without any question, that there are Syrian agents that are effectively shuttling in these terrorists from many points around the globe, some from Chechnya, other Gulf states, Libya, and so on. Turkey has played an instrumental role in channeling these terrorists inside and outside of Syria, providing safe haven and even providing military training with the involvement of the United States and other partners, especially Gulf states. Turkey's role in this is truly disgraceful. The amount of suffering and death that is occurring in Syria as a result of Turkey's role can hardly be measured. And really all of this is in cooperation with my birth nation, the United States, and the Western countries, and of course the Gulf states in particular, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So I don't think we can say enough about just how disgraceful and despicable and criminal the actions and the policies of Turkey are.
Well, Mr. Murakadeh, what do you make of Turkey's role when it comes to the rise of ISIL in Syria and then consequently spilling over into Iraq?
First of all, your guest in London, Mr. O'Keefe, has mixed up ISIS and Nusra and so on. And these are totally two different things. And two different organizations which actually are fighting each other. With regards to the role of Turkey, Turkey has played a dubious role with regards to ISIS, because first of all, it favored ISIS in Syria in order to fight the regime of Bashar al-Assad. When ISIS more or less got out of hand, they kind of had second thoughts, but they did not participate with the United States in the air war against ISIS. So the United States and the coalition force are fighting ISIS without Turkey. They were not allowed to use the Interlink U.S. airbase, NATO airbase in South Turkey, because Turkey forbid that. Turkey is playing two roles here. One is Nusra, the other is Daesh or ISIS, but also concerned about the Kurdish role. They did not expect, as you said in your introduction, they looked upon Kobani being destroyed and then reconquered by the Kurds, and they did not help at all during that period. Now they see that the Kurds have taken over a huge area on their border, and they are concerned about that, and they're also concerned that the Kurds are trying to expand beyond that area towards Raqqa, which is ISIS stronghold, so to speak, in Syria.
So Mr. Murakadeh, you're saying that Kurds, given the choice Turkish between the Kurds and the ISIL, Turkey is going to choose ISIL?
It's not me who's saying that. It is President Erdogan, who said that for him, in his eyes, the Kurds on the Syrian border, who are allied with the PKK, which he considers as a terrorist organization, because don't forget that for 25 years, Turkey has been fighting the PKK. So now all of a sudden he sees the allies of the PKK occupying this border zone. He obviously considers this as being a threat to Turkey.
Right, Mr. O'Keefe, is the rise of the PKK, as Mr. Murakadeh says, or just the Kurds protecting their own territories, around the border area a threat to Turkey?
Well, unfortunately, the Kurdish and their representatives are basically doing the same thing that American and Western policy and Turkish policy is doing. There are contradictory aspects of the policy. For instance, we know that a lot of the oil that is now secured by ISIS in the regions of Syria and Iraq is oftentimes, more often than not, being funneled through Kurdish sources and ultimately into Turkey. And Turkey is the major benefactor from this cheap oil. And of course, this is funding the same people that they're supposed to be either fighting against, or in the case of the West, we're supposed to be fighting against ISIS. Even a lot of this oil is being purchased through the European Union. In fact, the European Union voted to ease sanctions against the oil sanctions against Syria at the very same time that ISIS had effectively taken control of these areas. So I'd like to go back to what the guest in Beirut said as well, as far as confusing Jabhat al-Nusra with ISIS. This is very silly. The fact is that these two overlink greatly. They are both created by the West. Al-Qaeda, al-Nusra Front, was created by the West. We armed, we trained, we funded the Mujahideen. We know this. This is indisputable. Nobody who is serious would debate that. And the very same thing is true of ISIS. Let us recall that there was no al-Qaeda in Iraq until we invaded and occupied that land. And then we started to channel money to the most sadistic and violent elements within that society, and also started to send our money and weapons and training into different directions so that we could get the Kurds and the Shia and the Sunni fighting each other. All of this, of course, being perfectly in line with Oded Yanan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s, and also a clean break written by the so-called neocons. All of these policies have been laid out in paper, and we see it happening right before our eyes.
Right, Mr. Mercado, I'd like to pick up on that point that Mr. O'Keefe is making over here, is that the existence of ISIL, for example, was not a reaction to the rise of the Kurds along the border between Syria and Turkey. Turkey was long supporting ISIL before Kobani, too. There has been evidence of that, such as pictures, reports, journalists speaking of arms transfers between the border.
I never said that ISIS is a newly created force to face the Kurds, not at all. Turkey has been, I said from the beginning, that Turkey has been helping out ISIS in order to have its own militia, so to speak, to get rid of President Bashar al-Assad. So this was the purpose of Turkey with regards to Daesh. What actually happened, and here I have a significant difference of opinion with your guests in London. ISIS, the United States of America, has been fighting against ISIS since 2006. And they had the awakening movement in the Sunni areas of Iraq. There was no ISIS at the time. There was Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And they used the Sunni tribes of Iraq through the awakening movement, which is a movement of the Sunnis in Iraq, in order to defeat ISIS, and they defeated it until 2008. Then what happened afterwards is that after the Americans left, ISIS came back again, and it was not ISIS again, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and it was called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And it was not called Al-Qaeda in Iraq and the Levant country, i.e. ISIL, until after the Syrian revolution started, and then they spread to Syria. During all this time, the United States has been trying to fight them, except that the U.S. has left. Now the U.S. is fighting them directly and hitting them either from the air or arming the Iraqi armed forces in order to fight them, or the Iranians are also fighting Daesh. So for somebody to come and say, the Americans are fighting Daesh, they are arming the Iraqi army to fight Daesh. They are bombing Daesh from the air. They are helping the Kurdish to fight Daesh, the Kurds to fight Daesh in Syria. And yet, all of a sudden, you're telling me they are allied with Daesh? I think that begs...
But Mr. Morakade, if the U.S. is really serious about fighting ISIL, then why not first and foremost stop its ally Turkey from giving that support to ISIL?
Well, they have had a problem with Turkey over that, and they've been discussing it with Turkey, and Turkey has a different plan, because as I said earlier, President Erdogan was very clear. For him, the PKK is a threat, PKK, and not Daesh. He wants Daesh to fight Bashar al-Assad with it. However, there has been a significant move recently. A couple of months ago, the Turks, the Saudis, and the Qataris agreed to support a series of Syrian movements, including al-Nusra, to have a single command center in Turkey to direct all these militias together, seven or eight of them, with al-Nusra in order to fight the forces of Bashar al-Assad. And this is where they started getting their first successes in the north, and now they're getting one in the south in Deraa. So they took Idlib, they took Jisr al-Shughur, now they're taking Deraa. These forces are very different from the Daesh force, which also are maybe supported by Turkey, but not in the same way anymore. That was the problem of my differences of opinion with the gentleman in London.
Right, Mr. O'Keefe, how would you respond to that?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How would you respond to what Mr. Morakadeh has just elaborated for us?
Well, these are basically White House and State Department talking points, and if you believe the State Department, then okay, fine. But I don't know why anyone in their right mind would believe what the Western media, the State Department, or the White House is saying. We know for a fact, I guess it would be interesting to note if your guest in Beirut would question whether or not the United States created al-Qaeda, funded it, trained it. I wonder if he would acknowledge the training base in Jordan, where we're training the so-called moderates, and I wonder if he would acknowledge that even the Free Syrian Army's top generals have said that our brothers in al-Nusra and also other elements, including ISIS, are indeed brothers, and that we work together and cooperate with each other. We also need to acknowledge the fact that Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian people have now endured several years of literally billions and billions of dirty money dollars coming from Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
They probably deserve it.
Bastions of moderation, aren't they? Look at Saudi Arabia now and its incredible crimes being committed in Yemen, this godforsaken land in which women aren't even allowed to drive a car or walk around the streets, in which the United States does such big military deals to the point
this
the last military contract with Saudi Arabia
it
was for $60 billion. The fact is that our proxies in Saudi Arabia and Qatar have been funding these psychopaths in Syria, and nobody who is serious can deny that. And we could have sanctions against Saudi Arabia if we wanted, but we won't do that because Saudi Arabia is acting in the interest of the United States policy, which is also consistent with Odi Dinan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s. And the whole point is to set the Middle East alight and get everyone to fight each other, to bleed themselves, to the point that they're so weak and fractured that ultimately down the road Israel can expand. This is all in writing. It's not disputable. And once again, we're watching it before our very eyes.
Right, but Mr. O'Keefe, listening to Mr. Morakadeh, it seems that he believes there's a clear difference between ISIL and groups like the Free Syrian Army or even the al-Nusra Front, which you consider as one and the same.
Well, there's just no question that these groups are working with each other. It's just not disputable. And even Israel is providing medical attention to al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda. If Israel is providing medical attention to al-Qaeda in Syria, it pretty much tells you how interested Israel is in the welfare of, I don't know what you're saying, I really don't, but you are interrupting, and I don't interrupt you when you speak really what is quite a lot of rubbish. The fact is that all of these organizations, all of these groups are created by the West in order to justify a never-ending policy of war.
I am
the military
interrupting
industrial
you because
complex benefits
rubbish.
Profoundly from all of this. Carry on. Go on then.
Yes, of course, And then can you please tell me, Are there American planes bombing Daesh or not?
Yes, of course. They are,
oh,
and
this
they're
is an
not.
Invention
they're
of
also
the State
hitting
Department.
Infrastructure sites in Syria, which is damaging the Syrian
they are and
people
they are not.
And the government. They're also hitting places in the middle of the desert because when you use bombs, then you have to reorder those bombs.
How about Bashar al-Assad?
Do you think it is profitable for the military-industrial complex to be using these bombs all over the place and also selling these weapons?
Yes, of course.
Of course it is.
Of course, bombing Daesh so that people can work in
the
United States.
All right,
gentlemen, if you keep talking over each other,
yes, of course, bombing Daesh so that people can work in the United States. The U.S. economy depends on the bombing of Daesh. The U.S. economy depends on the bombing of Daesh.
If the United States,
the military industrial complex in the U.S. depends on the bombing of Daesh.
If the United States
what kind of rubbish is this?
Finish your thoughts, sir, Mr.
If the United States wanted to, if the United States wanted to take out ISIS, then they would order their proxies to stop funding them. They would stop purchasing oil, as would the European Union and Turkey, their ally, stop purchasing oil from ISIS. They would stop training these
the
so-called
European
moderates
Union is not
in,
buying
in
oil
Jordan,
from Daesh.
And even training bases.
This
You're
is incorrect.
So rude and so ignorant. It's just fine. Whatever. Say what you want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But when you say I speak rubbish, you speak rubbish too.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Morakadi, what about the fact that the U.S. and Turkey...
the State Department of the United States. I'll tell you what, you are perfectly in line with the State Department of the United States and the Western media, so you be the judge. Is that a good side to be on?
Absolutely. I'm very happy about it, and I'm against people like Bashar al-Assad who destroy their own country, who shoot at people who are totally disarmed. I'm totally happy to be on the side of right, on the side of might.
I've totally lost my...
Right, now, let's get
I've
back to the
audio,
conversation
so.
Over here. Mr. O'Keefe, if you can still hear me, what implications can these double dealings on the part of Turkey, as you've just pointed out, with the ISIL and then still being part of the U.S.'s international coalition against ISIL mean?
I'm very sorry, sister.
I guess we've lost Mr. O'Keefe. We'll try and get his technical difficulties fixed up there. But Mr. Morakadi, I put the same question to you. You both gentlemen have agreed, though, that Turkey is playing a double game over here. It is a U.S. ally. It has been allowed to carry on in this fashion. What is Turkey hoping to achieve this way? Because let's not forget, be it by supporting ISIL or be it by supporting al-Nusra Front, at the end of the day, there is that concern that this is going to have spillover effects, as we're already seeing in Lebanon and Iraq.
I do not agree with the spillover effect. I will tell you one thing. The issue about Turkey supporting Daesh has been discussed so many times between Secretary Kerry and President Erdogan and Prime Minister Davutoglu on a number of occasions, and the Americans are very strongly against it. And that's one of the reasons why they have brought the Turks around in order to support the newly created Jesh al-Fatah, or the Fatah Army. And this Fatah Army has registered some successes on the ground, some significant successes in Idlib and Jisr al-Shughur, and now Tal al-Abyad, which is 30 kilometers from Raqqa. So yes, they have registered certain, and this is the effect of United States pressure. So with the U.S. pressure, they've been getting the Turks to get their act together with Saudi Arabia and Qatar in order to form this army, which is registering some successes on the ground.
All right,
in the
we're
south, they're
to...
doing the same. Actually, Jaysh al-Islam in the south is also a creation of the Turks. And they are coordinating with the groups fighting, being trained in Jordan, and they have just about to take Idlib today. So yes, there is coordination. On the other hand, Turkey is helping Daesh to fight the Kurds.
All right, Mr. O'Keefe, I'll give this last few minutes to you. You have 1 minute to wrap it up, if you can, as far as the role of this double game with where you're on the one side, we're seeing Western countries and their regional allies forming an international coalition against groups like ISIL. But on the other hand, facts on the ground are showing a completely different picture.
Well, I'm very sorry for all of my brothers and sisters, especially political analysts who are supposedly unaware of the Greater Israel Project, Oded Yanan's strategy for Israel in the 1980s, a clean break by the so-called neocons. All of what we see happening has been laid out in these documents. The whole point of the strategy in that region is to sow the seeds of sectarian hatred and to bleed these nations to the point that they're fractured. Iraq is destined, according to the masters of the universe, these tyrants who are running the show, to be three states, the Kurdish, Sunni, and Shia state. This is all part of the plan. And ultimately, what is happening here is something that is so completely, disgustingly immoral that the United States and its allies in Europe need to be held to account for supporting this madness. And ultimately, the people of Syria and Bashar al-Assad, let us be clear, if Bashar al-Assad were to fall in this context, the people of Syria are going to know a hell and mayhem that's even worse than what they have, because the vacuum that will be created will be filled by the same psychopaths that are running around chopping off the heads of Christians and Muslims.
Okay,
and that
on that
is
note,
Western
we're going to have to leave it
out.
There for now. That's former U.S. Marine Ken O'Keefe joining us from London, and joining us from Beirut, it's political commentator Jihad Mourakadeh. Gentlemen, thank you very much for this edition of The Debate. From me and the entire team here in Tehran, it's goodbye.